We'll move right into the second foundation meeting, University of Nevada, Reno. President Sandoval, is there? I'm sorry. You know what? I'm a little mixed up in terms of the procedures. We're going to start with a roll call. Carrie, will you please take roll call?
Chair Brooks.
Here.
Vice Chair Arascada. Regent Boylan. Regent Brager. Regent Brager.
Here.
Thank you. Regent Brown.
Here.
Regent Carvalho.
Here.
Regent Cruz Crawford. Regent Del Carlo.
Here.
Regent Downs.
Here.
Regent Goodman. Regent McMichael. Regent Perkins.
Here.
Regent Tarkanian. You have a quorum present.
Thank you. First, we'll move into agenda item number one, which is public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There is none at GBC.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
There's none in Reno.
Thank you. Is there any? We have public comment here at UNOV.
Good morning, Kent Irvin, ERVIN. For brevity, just ditto my previous general comments. From UNR's financial statement, I estimate that 12% of the FY 2023 expenditures for administration and fundraising, that's tied for lowest among the seven educational foundations. Over $22 million was transferred to UNR for program support, as itemized in the annual report. How is unrestricted program support being spent at UNR? How much of the $22 million is unrestricted, and could some of that be used for temporary budget issues, such as avoiding position eliminations in the year of a high COLA? Thank you.
SES, is there any public comment on the phone?
Not at this time, Chair.
President Sandoval, prior to moving into the annual report, I would just ask if there's any comments that you'd like to make.
Good morning, Chair Brooks, members of the committee, Board of Regents, and Chancellor Brian Sandoval, President of the University of Nevada, Reno, for the record. I have no formal comments, Mr. Chair, only to introduce Ann Morgan, who's the president of our foundation, and to an opportunity to publicly thank her, all of the foundation members, all of the generous supporters of the University of Nevada, Reno, and our advancement team for their hard work. It was a good year, and I'm truly grateful for them. Thank you.
Thank you, President Sandoval. And with that, we'll move right into the annual report. And this will be presented by the UNR Foundation Board of Trustees Chair.
Thank you, Chair Brooks. Okay. My name is Ann Morgan. I want to thank you for this opportunity to report on the UNR Foundation fiscal year 2023. We have also presented through the agenda the 2024 Executive Committee Officers, our candidates for new foundation trustees, reappointments for second and third year term trustees, and trustees to be considered for emeritus status. But I'd like to briefly share some information with respect to the foundation giving, our endowment program, our program support, and the audit. The UNR Foundation continues to raise and manage funds that directly support the academic, administrative, and athletic programs of the University of Nevada, Reno. And in fiscal year 2023, the total giving of the foundation was $83 million, which was up from $52 million in fiscal year 2022. This is giving to the foundation. So we raised $83 million last year. The UNR Foundation's endowment returned a 4% return in fiscal year 2023, and the value of our endowment increased from $294 million to $352 million. And that increase is attributable in part to a $50 million quasi-endowment from UNR and other gifts to the endowment. In 2023, the foundation provided more than $33 million in annual support, including $7 million for scholarship support, almost $19 million for university programs, and $7 million for capital projects. We also had an audit, and I'm pleased to report, after retaining the services of Ide Bailey to perform an independent audit, we received an unqualified opinion with regard to our financial statements for the year ending June 30th, 2023. I'd also like to highlight a few of the key activities of our last annual update, and they all relate pretty much to celebrations and fundraising. We celebrated our very first Giving Day the Wolfpack Way in March of 2023. And that generated 880 donors who gave $206,000 to support students, faculty, staff, the colleges, and campus-wide programs. And we're going to do it again because it was such a success. We'll do it again this April for our Wolfpack Way Giving Day. The university's sesquicentennial, which is a testament to how to pronounce and spell a new word. Our celebration officially began with the groundbreaking of the new College of Business building in the Matheson University Gateway District on October 12th, and many of you were there. Thank you very much. There are many more events planned leading to the university's 150th anniversary. They don't require me to say sesquicentennial more than once. In celebration of the university's commitment to learning, discovery, and engagement. I particularly want to thank the Regents for your tremendous support of UNR. We are grateful for that. We are grateful for this opportunity to report on a really good year for the foundation. We did send you the list of all the officers and our proposed trustees. And so I want to end by saying thank you very much for your support and this opportunity. And I particularly want to thank President Sandoval for his tremendous leadership.
Thank you very much, Chair. Are there any regents with questions to the Chair? We don't have any questions. Chair, thank you very much for your time. With that, I'll ask for a motion to approve the annual report for UNR Foundation.
Motion to approve. Second.
The motion to approve was made by who? Motion to approve was made by Regent Brown, seconded by Regent Perkins. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
Those who oppose,
aye.
Those who oppose, say no or nay. The report's been accepted. We'll move to agenda item number 3. The officers. The officers are listed. Are there any regents with questions regarding the officers? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item number 4, which is the consent items. And we'll take the consent items 4A through 4D together.
Chair Brooks?
Yes.
Regent Downs here. I have a question from item 4A.
Okay.
I can
ask. So what I'll do is,
Do we need to pull that off first or just do I ask?
I think it'd be appropriate for you to, for you to ask.
In the, on page 2.
It's not.
It's not, okay.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll revise what I just said.
Okay.
And I will pull consent item 4A. And what I'll do is ask for a motion to approve consent items 4B through 4D.
So moved.
So the motion to approve consent items 4B through 4D was made by Regent Perkins, seconded by Regent Del Carlo. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
Those who oppose, signify by saying no or nay. I believe that passed. And now we will move to consent item 4A and open that up for discussion, beginning with Regent Downs.
Thank you, Chair Brooks. Just one question here I had under... On page 2, it talks about identified or suspected fraud. The statement was that an anonymous person spoke to, is it E.D. Bailey, if I apologize if I mispronounced that name, about receiving unrestricted funds of the foundation without proper approval. Can someone clarify that a little bit, what happened in that situation and what were those unrestricted funds or what was the allegation being made?
They're coming.
Okay.
Thank you for the question. Patricia Richard, for the record, executive director of the University of Nevada, Reno Foundation. That question did go to our audit committee, and the audit committee and I, Bailey, specifically address that issue in the audit. They did additional testing to make sure that we are completely in compliance. And as a result of that additional testing within our numbers and our unrestricted funds, we passed with a clean, unrestricted, or a clean audit.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions by Regents regarding Consent Item 4A? Seeing none, I'll simply ask for a motion to approve.
So moved.
Motion to approve by Regent Carvalho. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Regent Del Carlo. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
I'll say yes as well. Those who do not approve, signify by saying no or nay. Consent item 4A passes. We'll move into agenda item number 5, new business. Is there any new business? Seeing no new business, we'll move into agenda item number 6, which is public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
There's no public comment at GBC.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
There is none at this time.
Thank you. I see no public comment here at UNOV. SCS, is there any public comment?
There's none at this time.
Thank you. The University of Nevada Reno Foundation meeting has been adjourned.